Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We thank you for tuning in to us, and we would like you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the worship of God. We'd like to just thank you when you have tuned in to us. Thank you for listening to us Monday through Fridays, and thank you for listening to us through the week. We also like to salute those that has been on the radio with us, and we want to honor them and thank them so much for just being obedient to the move of the Holy Spirit. You can hear us Monday through Fridays. You can hear us from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., and again on the weekends from 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock Sunday morning. Again, that's 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. Thank you again as we get ready to go into the inner courts and behind the veil. Amen.
All the days of my life.
Yes, that's one of my favorite songs. That's Jeff Majors, Psalms 23. I would encourage you to get that particular album. Truly, that's a praise and worship album, and it takes you in the inner courts and behind the veil. We are so fortunate to have so many great artists that God has blessed and used to play various types of music that will enlighten our souls and just give us joy in our spirit, and even sometimes put a little joy in our foot so we can just step and praise God and we can just enjoy worship. There's nothing like enjoying the worship of God. There's nothing like the fellowship of the saints. Truly, when you are a Christian, you are so blessed that you be able to know that you have God on your side, that you have the victory, and that the prayers of the righteous prevaileth much. You know, it's just like a driver's license. When you have a driver's license, you are permitted to go on the highways. You are permitted to drive to different cities and towns and states. And that is your permit that you're able to get on the road to just do things that you want to do. And to just even enjoy having that ride. When you are a Christian, it's like the same permission. It's a blueprint for living, that not only are you in the land of the living, but you're able to see clearly into the inner courts behind the veil. Your eyes are open into the things of God. It's just like on the day with Adam and Eve. They said that when they ate of the fruit that was in the garden, that their eyes was open to see the ills and the sin, open to see the negativity and things that was around them and in their lives. Sometimes, beloved, we are blind by even the sight that's in ours that we don't see supernaturally or spiritually, that we look our eyes in a natural sense that what's in front of us, this is what we focus on or what we can see. But when you are a Christian in the spiritual realm of God, that you're able to not only feel his presence and to sense the presence of the Holy Spirit, but then you're able to see the things that God wants you to see, the reflection of what type of human being are you. It's like looking in the mirror. You're able to see yourself. When you are a Christian and you have this license or this permission or this permit to walk in the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, God allows you to say, you know, this is right and this is wrong, or this is what you need to do for your life, or this is how this situation can work. There are so many benefits of being a Christian. And, you know, it's nothing like having those persons that can intercede and can pray you through and just pray for you. Because the Bible says the prayers of the righteous, those are the ones who have sacrificed. Those are the ones who have prayed and worshiped, turned over their plates and fast. Those are the ones who try to keep the very commandments of God and to walk upright before him. And that God hears those that have a sincere heart. Hear those that love him in spite of. Hear those that have faith in his word. Hear those that live according to his gospel. You know, when you look around, you know you didn't make yourself. You know that this world is just not just come out of thin air, that it was a master plan. You know, when even I remember as a kid that when we studied science and we looked at the heavens and stars, that even the sun is positioned a certain way, even on the axis of the moon, to spin and to pretty much rotate and to stay in a position that God has placed those elements and those moons and stars in the atmosphere of God. God created the heavens above and heaven below. It's in Genesis. You can look at it in the first chapter of Genesis. And it's so very profound because even today, even from the very creation of time, man, the scientist, is still trying to figure out how we're able to live in this world, how we're able to have the DNA of our parents, how are we able that our bodies can heal itself, how we are able to just function in this world and society. It is nothing like it. So I would encourage all the listeners, as Jeff Major has said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Yes, he is. He is the light of the world. He is the light of your soul. He is the light into darkness. I would encourage all of you to just take an inventory of your home, of your relationship with others, even in your job, even in fellowship. So as we always say that the music belongs to the artist, and we are here to promote those sounds and encourage you to get those CDs because they own rights. God gave them the vision. God gave them the talent. And we are promoting them free of charge. We are promoting those albums and CDs to encourage you to listen, to encourage you to put that smile on your face and to listen. To, it's almost like a prophetic word or song that what is God saying to them? That the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom should I fear? Or that the Lord does know my name and every hair on my head, that he is with me always. So as usual, we like to tell you the vision of this radio broadcast. We want to exalt, edify, and encourage you. We want you to listen to us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. and again on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 10. We have some awesome speakers and teachers. We have different ones that come on Wednesday night and Thursday nights. We also have our Bible teaching that can help you to understand your relationship with God, to help you to better understand the requirements of God, and help you understand the mercy and grace of God. Oh, hallelujah. So thank you that we have been on this radio for over 4 years, and we thank you for just listening to us, and our numbers is increasing. So we want to say to you, thank you again. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And we are praying for you. You know, I spoke to my dad, Apostle Alexander Lockamy, a man with a wisdom gift, a man that can go behind the veil and explain those secret things of God. And he was saying to me, he said, you know, that there are so many special people to God that even it was prophesied in the Old Testament that all around the world we will hear the gospel. Yes, we are. Through radio and TV, through the World Wide Web, Internet, we are so fortunate to have technology. It's so advanced that we can communicate from one country to the next. So if you tune into us and you hear my voice, and you wonder, what is this call number? It is 319-527-6036. 319-527-6036. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Apostle means that we're able to establish worldwide fellowships and put up different churches and ordination and look at the protocol, the structure, look at every type of blueprint that God is using leaders to establish worship and different places of, you know, where they could come together and break bread. So as an apostle of God, that we are mandated that we can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through the different prophecies and visions and dreams and his words and instructions that he has given us to help those like yourself to establish a ground-based fellowship that is solid. In his word, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. So he used those architects. He used those master leaders to go out and say, help those pastors or bishops or, excuse me, help those that's in fellowship who want to establish a work for me to preach the gospel, who want to gather together in fellowship. There is such a need of all denominations, of all fellowships to come together to break bread. I thank God for my journey because I was able to go across different levels of worship and to fellowship in different denominations and to understand the protocol and the foundational structure that how God had orchestrated them to set up that camp of worship. You know, the priests were allowed to go into the inner courts and they were allowed to go before God and petition for his people, and God used them to say, go back and tell them to do this, move left, move right, go to the promised land, or establish the tabernacle and or different things or my commandments. Even Moses was allowed to go into the presence of God, hey, hallelujah, and to come back and say, this is what God wants us to do. So it is not strange. You know, you hear a lot that there's no more apostles. We're not talking about the 12 apostles, but we're talking about those that has been mandated by God in Ephesians 4, 11 through 17, that some are called to be apostles. Then you have the prophets. Those are the ones that God used. There's plenty of us that can dream dreams, see visions, and we can prophesy one to another. It is in Scripture that we are to encourage each other. Hey, how we do that? Sometimes we may have God that will put a word in our spirit or soul, or God will just say to us, tell my beloved sheep this or that, or tell my sheep this. And only you and God know that particular situation, but he will use that man or woman of God because he has no respect of person, and he will use them to confirm something that you already know. So that's the confirmation. That is the way that you can judge the spirit with the spirit, and we come in love. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes you will get a little spank. You will get a correction. We will step on your toes. So when you look at the radio or TV or TikTok or YouTube or Facebook and you see different leaders bashing each other, that is not of God. When you see different leaders talking about each other or tearing down each other or talking about what they did in the bedroom or the closet, talking about what type of person they are or stuff like that, God said, try the spirit. He did not tell you to go up there and to judge that man's life, his relationship, his marriage, his ministry. You know, it's so very sad. You know, I look at various leaders, and this told you last week, some of us do not want to be that spokesperson or that leader or that groundbreaker or that trailblazer for God. But we are mandated, hey, and we don't want to lose our life or something happen to our family because God is merciful, and we don't want to be disobedient and to cut our ears short in God. So that we have to do what God has told us to do. So you see different leaders that God is using to preach the word around the world or to write books or to go on TV or to encourage different leaders. It is sad, you know, when you are judged by the color of your shirt or by the contents of what you have said in the book. You know, you're always under a microscope of being critiqued. Why not just say love and think about the souls that are saved? And, you know, to each person, they have to see what is good for them. You know, You have those that like to meditate and pray to God. You have those that's very quiet before they come to God. You have those that's very loud, like to worship and praise. They are all types. They are all types of worship of God. I've been in different churches where it's a quiet setting. It could be shouting or run around the church, or it could be musical instruments of worship. It could be just reading the word up and down. It's so many ways, so many denominations, the Catholic, the Lutheran, the Baptist, the Apostolic, the Pentecostal, that all of us, hey, hallelujah, they said in the last days that God is going to look for those that love him and those that kept his commandments and worship him. So you are going to get those from all over the world. And my thing is, if you respect that God is the Alpha and Omega, that he created heaven and earth, if you look at that Jesus came to this earth to show us a better way and to help us to live as Christians and to give us the opportunity through his death, burial, and resurrection and the blood that was spilled on Calvary's cross, that now we can have eternal life, that we can call upon heaven, that we can tug at the hem of the Holy Spirit and ask him to teach us all spiritual truth, to give us comfort. And yes, we can call upon our angels of Michael and Gabriel and all of those that we don't know the seen and unseen dangers that they are camped around us. So I want to say all of that to you to explain that it says that write down the vision and make it plain. God has made the vision plain in his blueprint for living, which is the Bible. Some go with the Torah. Some have different books that are written in Christianity. But through it all, if it line up with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and that Jehovah is the King of all, he is I am that I am, the El Shaddai, he is that the great and morning star, he sits high and look low. He is the creator that has given us breath. That, yes, we are so blessed and that we should fellowship, not tear down another person that is trying to preach the gospel in Jesus Christ. None of us is perfect. You know we are human and we bleed blood too. And, yes, we have to repent daily. And, yes, that, you know, judgment seat is going to be greater on us, the leaders, who is preaching the gospel. Yes, we fall short, but we are going to be in the judgment of God because it says, even in the last days, some said, they're not preaching your name, they're not teaching your name, they're not healing your name. And God said, get behind me, get servant, I know you not. Because it's one thing to know that you have done wrong, but deliberately you're doing evil. Deliberately, you are turning down your brother. Deliberately, you are destroying people's character, and you don't live in their household and eat their food and break their bread. But you are going to talk about the manner of person they are because they were a particular color. It is so sad. And I want to end with this in a little smiley note. I like to just to be up on what is happening in the world or the land of the living, far as entertainment, financial, the sports, anything that's going on. So I, too, can have knowledge of the people that's in this world that I live with and communicate with. And I'm going to say this, and if I step on your toes, say ouch. And I looked at one of our giants who was able to go from rags to riches. He said himself that he lived in a ghetto and he pushed his dream forward and his mother and his parents encouraged him, that queen or that virtuous woman, his mom. And those that saw something in him, he was able to sing songs and to write songs and now he produces songs and that he's known all over the world with kings and queens. And yes, that he has made it to be a very successful man and brought basketball teams and different things and investing in college. And he has expanded his worth that he's a billionaire. And he had on one of the beautiful things I watched him that he liked to dress. And he had on a sky blue suit with a white shirt, and he had on an orange suit with a white shirt, a red suit with a white shirt, a pink suit with a white shirt. No one judged. It was never a write-up to say, billionaire, because he wears pink, he's gay. Or this billionaire, because he has a pink shirt on, that he's a homosexual. All they saw was this man and his talent, his money, different colleges, different organizations, associations are pulling at him for a donation or to be sponsored. And through those years of just listening and watching the write-ups, you never heard anyone say, oh, look at his clothes. That means the sign that he's gay. But yet, this man who minds his business and doing a great thing for his community and his family, you will see a preacher on TikTok that will be there and to tear down another preacher and say, you know, I saw him with this pink shirt on like another preacher, so he must have been gay. Or, you know, he's a homosexual because he wears this color shirt or this color suit or pants. Why is it that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they tore down Jesus, they critique him because of who his family was, the type of life that he was raised as a commoner, and yet those religious leaders destroyed him and nailed him to the cross. And we have those same religious folks now, the same type of folks that's in leadership, that's on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and they are turning down different religious leaders. Have you seen the good that they have done around the world, that God has used them, that people have gotten healed, they have hope, they was financially able to have water for their country, they was able to do certain things, and yet they are bashing them. We all have skeletons in our closet. You know, God has said, I said, one day I never will forget, somebody was running a mouth, and God put in my spirit that all of us have come short to the glory of God. We have only have one perfect human being, that was Jesus. So you have lied. You have had ill thoughts in your mind. You have thought things that wasn't in your best interest, that some of you have even carried out those various acts and did things that's contrary or that's in your betterment. When you are unforgiving, that's a sin. When you lie, that's a sin. When you judge, that's a sin. When you talk about others and backbite, that's a sin. When you point your fingers, that's a sin. When you tear down the character of a human being that God has made, that God says that he come to judge, that God judges, try the spirit. If a person treats you with respect, if a person shows you love, who are you to eat at his table, to talk about his food, and to tear down his character, God forbid? Yes, and it's so funny, you know, when you look at this particular thing, and it's not really funny, but it's sad, but it's ironic that you look at this, the same person that's talking about you have been a participant of the same acts that they accuse you of. You know, you hear people, oh, they was a whoremonger. But when you look back in their past, they too was whoring. Oh, you know, that was a Jezebel or a prostitute. They too was prostituting the whore. Oh, yes. So many negativities that they are saying about other people. But when you look at their youth, when you look when they was a young man or woman, they have did some of the same things. All of us come short to the glory of God. So I want to give you that little tidbit. I want to encourage you that we have a long ways to go, that we are to just be about our Father's business. Stay focused on the prize, beloved. You know, last year God put in my spirit, tell my people to expect this, you know, things that even not planned for, not seen. But when you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, that my God can do anything but fail. If God can't do it, it can't be done. It's a waste of time. Yes, we love the Lord, and we need to repent daily. So we thank you again. We ask you to, when you see those that preaches the word but then curse another individual, when you see those that tear down the character, when you see those that backstab or turn coat or turn against someone else and they are leaders, let's pray for them that they get it together, because they too fall short. All of us fall short. Margie Mercer falls short. Yes, the apostle herself that God has called. I'm a human being. I bleed red blood daily like you. So I try to get myself together to repent and ask God to forgive me. And I ask you to forgive me if I have offended you. But I'm going to preach and teach what God told me. And if I step on your toes, say ouch. So God bless you. Let us get started even more. And to remember, we want to salute those who have been a blessing to us and salute those who have been encouragement. I played, excuse me, my little allergies are acting up. And I thank God that I'm able to breathe and to sneeze and to cough. I even thank God for the allergies. That means that I'm alive in the land of the living. I'd rather be walking around with hay fever than be dead in the grave with dirt on my face. I know that's a hard way to put it, but there's nothing like seeing the beauty of the Lord and to be in the land of the living. So I'm going to, again, salute leaders. And like I said, I don't hold no barges. No barges. And you see, my tongue gets twisted and tied. And a lot of people say, why do you keep saying you country? Because I'm from Virginia. Sometimes my words are not the way it should be pronounced. I was looking at my grandson, and I was saying a particular word, and even he frowned at 5 years old. He said, no, Nana, this is how you say it. That the young, God will use the young even to correct the old. He have no respect for person. He will use anyone. So if I offend you, so what that I have a little, as I say, country dialect, so what, wherever I'm from. The main thing is that I am doing God's work and encourage you to know that you are loved, beloved. So I'm going to salute those mothers and those of us who looked beyond our faults and saw our need. And they did not say, oh, she wore red, she's a Jezebel, or he wears pink, he a homosexual. No, someone that saw the heart of a man, the forgiveness of the saints, and the love of a father with mercy. Hey, hallelujah. So God bless you, and sit back and relax. And to know, if God can't do it, it can't be done. So listen to us now, Monday through Fridays, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And guess what? You can be right there and enjoy that worship. And you don't have to always hear Apostle Mercer, because I give all of us opportunity to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let us go in at this time in our broadcast. Amen. Amen.
On the edge, protecting it with her life until they hatch, and going out and swimming and attacking prey and bringing back food until they grow. Then turns around the same feet that fed them and the same body that warms them, takes them out the cliff and throws them over the edge. It is not that she has turned against her children, but she knows that they will never find their way in safety. The eaglet learns to fly by confronting its fearing place.
Amen and amen. Truly. Amen. And I wanted to just play that, but I'm sure you couldn't hear it clearly. What Bishop T.D. Jakes is saying, that there are mothers that make sacrifices for their family. Sometimes they don't eat so that the children can eat or the husband can have the best meal. That an eagle protects his nest. An eagle goes out to feed its young, those little teeny baby birds, And there are times that a mother will leave those birds alone in a high place, hey, hallelujah, so that they can soar or go high above the clouds so that they can survive. What that means is that God is saying, and he show us different animals and their breeding habits, that we have to survive in this land of the living. We have to survive. And that even with birds, they have to learn how to fly so they won't be prey or be eaten by other animals. They have to learn how to fend for themselves. And as human beings, when our parents raise us, these good mothers say, baby, you're either going to live or you're going to die. So you have to be in this land of the living. You got to work to have a roof over your head and clothes on your back. You have to treat others the way you want to be treated so there won't be a lot of arguments and hatred, and that it is up to you to know how to survive in this world that you live in, because dangers is all around. So what Bishop T.D. Jakes was illustrating, that sometimes it looks cruel when a mom walks away from her child. However, her eyes are still on the child to make sure that they're okay. But they allow them to stand up and to walk. Even though they fall down, they allow them to be able to sit there and to think or to write or read a book to encourage them that they can do it. And, yes, those mothers and grandmothers will take you to church to put some foundational teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ in your spirit so you can live, survive, and not die. So this is what he was saying about an eagle and birds in a nest, that when you look at animals, just to see the love and protection of a mother animal for her own, of a human being for their own. Everybody is not bad. Everybody is not evil in the sense that they're trying to destroy their family, but build up hope in their family and their loved one. As Proverbs 31 say, a virtuous woman. So let us listen to and salute those very fathers and mothers who held us together and to show us that we are loved. Amen.
So true. My mother once said to me, she said, baby, I'm going to throw you up like a bird. You're either going to learn how to fly or you're going to die. And this segment of our broadcast right here, it goes out to all the great mothers, grandmothers, fathers and grandfathers who have encouraged us and pushed us along on our journey. I want to first acknowledge my mom, Clara Lee Pearson Gillis, through her that I was introduced to salvation. I thank God for none other than Chief of Dr. Patricia Stewart, a friend of mine that saw something good in me, encouraged me to see what God had in store for me, because I always felt like I was the last, the least of all, since I was an orphan left in a car. That I always felt that I wasn't good enough. Not only did she encourage me, but she pushed me to just come out, and if no more than read a scripture when she went out to preach. Through that, my children became saved, and we was called the Mercy. My oldest son played the drum set, got so talented in it, he played a 10-piece drum set. My son David was our trustee, and he would make sure things was in decency and in order. My daughter Sydney, not only could she sing, and she was our praise and worship dancer. So I thank God for Dr. Stewart, how she encouraged me, and she pushed me on the radio. And I said, me, old country girl? You know, someone once told me, don't beg pardon, because that some of us may not talk good. We may not pronounce words good. As you know, I'm old country girl. And it's not that I make an excuse to beg pardon, that I like to do things in decency and in order and correct when I speak about the things of God. But I thank God that even though I was a country and this little dialect cannot pronounce certain words, and I get stuttered and I mess up, pastor, or whatever the title could be, a child of God, you know, holding on the hem of his garment. She pushed me on the radio, and I was there for 2 years. Next thing I know, I had an invitation to go on international radio behind, I always get his name confused, with those like Benny Hinn and also other great giants that were on the radio, international radio at the time, which was Billy Graham. My show was right after Billy Graham. And I used to say, God, I don't have anything to say. That's Billy Graham. He all over the world. I'm just a country girl from the South. I can barely talk. But through that, being obedient, having just one soul to see something good in me besides my mother, a person that loved me unconditionally as a friend, a woman in the Lord, and Dr. Pat did that for me, that it opened up more doors. And, yes, I did go around the world, and I'm proud to say it, that I was at the back door, felt like the least of all, and it took me to several countries. I thank God for that. And so this show goes out to her mother, none other than Queen Mother Annie Green. I say again that this show is dedicated to Queen Mother Annie Green. You know why she's the queen? Because she pushed people like her daughter to encourage us. Not jealousy, not hatred, not bitterness. But when you are a queen, you're a virtuous woman. When you are a queen, you see the good in everybody else. When you are a queen, you're not trying to critique or tear down a judge or say nothing negative. You don't have that drama. So we want to salute her and say thank you for your daughter. Thank you for the opportunity that she, too, saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. So this program over the next 30 minutes is for you and all of the mothers and fathers out there. We salute you, those who needed that prayer. Let us listen to Crystal Greer at this time, a praying mother. Amen.
Anybody else out there got a woman dropping her knees when things ain't too hard to bear? I got a praying mother who always encouraged me to take any of my problems and my trials and tribulations to God and leave them there. And I thank God for my praying mother who always prays and always prays for me. I love you, Mama. And I'll never forget the things that you taught me. I'll never forget what you taught me about Mama.
For I know that wasn't perfect.
And I never tried to see.
But for some unknown reason, God is still here with me. So I thank God for praying, Mother. Always pray to cry for me. I was too hard-headed, and at times too broken of feet. Why she cried so many things, but she talked to God about me. But I thank God.
Yes, we thank God for that. That she said, I thank God for a praying mother who prayed for me. Truly, we need more people to just work together and to fellowship together. That even though I hopefully you could hear the song a little clearer, but the lady was saying that through that, a mother that saw that little child unconditionally does can able to see the potential, to see the love, the warmth, the trust that a little kid has, and who prays them through all those dangers, all those destructions, all those things that would hinder you to be the best that you can be. You know, I want to give a special shout out and just take time that through our international partners, especially those that's over in the Asian manner or those that's in China or those that's in that particular country, stay encouraged that you can hear wars and rumors of wars, but when you have those ancestors and those mothers and fathers who will pray you through, who can see good in you and believe in the land that God is able to fix anything but fail, that God is able to deliver you from those bondage or those things that could cause destruction, that even as a child, that those persons around you have the hope that your God is able, from time you're a little child all the way up, that praying mother, to see that God is able to do anything but fail. We would encourage you around the world that as you preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ and as you try to have the faith to know that your God can do anything but fail, that yes, you know, I want to give a special shout out to our fellowship pastor in Jamaica. Kudos to you. You're doing a great job. I saw him on YouTube. It's called Glory Health Church International. They treated me so good when I was in Montego Bay last year, and I thank God for them and the different churches that came to fellowship. And it's so amazing that you have leaders. All they want is a hug or a word of encouragement or a prophetic word to know that God hears their prayer and to see them in the midst of their destiny or their vision. And it was such a warm reception. I thank you. Hopefully I will be back this year, but I thank those who have reached out to us and just want to fellowship with the Fivefold Ministry. Thank you so much. And we also heard from our elder in Pakistan that they're moving forward. They thank you for the prayers. They've been going through a lot of severe storms and weathers, and it was been turned down their home. But through it all, they kept the faith in God. So they are praying mothers, you know, and international leaders who are looking to us around the world to network in unity, as Ephesians 4 said, that we are all unified together, one faith, one Lord, and one baptism. You know, they call me mom because, you know, I give them the hug and I tell them, you know, if they're on a journey, give them a little spank or step on their toes if this look like it's going in a different direction. But long as they stay on the course, long as they stay in fellowship to know that God is able. Yes, there's wars and rumors of war. Yes, there's actual wars. But you got to know that God is there with you and for you, and even through that, you have eternal life. So God bless you again. Said I wanted to pretty much play that little song. I know it's hard to hear, but she is so blessed. All of us are talented. All of us have gifts that we're able to do things for God. So I just want to encourage you again to listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast Monday through Friday. To also listen to us as we go to the inner courts and behind the veil, and that we have different leaders, that, as I said, we have another praying mother. Her name is Mrs. Rice. She comes out of Virginia, and we love her. We thank her and her husband, Reverend Leroy Rice. You can hear them on a Wednesday from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. So you're able to listen to that good teaching. And, you know, Reverend Rice, he teaches the Bible class on Tuesday. So for those persons who would like to enjoy the good old Bible class and to really get some good teaching, turn in on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We have my dad, Apostle Alexander Lockamy. He's on Thursday. Yes, he is. And he tells it like it is. that he will tell you, a prophet in the wilderness, what thus say the Lord of hosts. We also have Minister Michael Gray. We have Reverend Lucas. We have all of those leaders that we know that can just push us through at a time of need. So let us just go back again. This pretty much is just to have a laid-back service. As you get up and you go to, especially here in the United States, that they have different days of worship and Sabbath. As you get up and go into the house of the Lord, go with a smile, go with fellowship, go with love, go with forgiveness, and to break bread as believers and brothers in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to know that your God is able. Give someone a hug. Go take them out to dinner. And just go ahead and just keep the faith and hope. And let us listen to some more worship. And God bless you as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen.
My mom's kitchen,
And, oh, my God, I was so glad that when Jesus came into my heart, I was sitting right there at the kitchen table, that the peace of God came all over me, that surpassed all understanding, that everything just felt better. And, again, I want to say to you, be encouraged, beloved, that God loves you and that you are his creation. Just tug at him. Open up your heart and trust him to come into your life, and he will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. Thank God that the Holy Spirit covered me. You can get it right where you are, beloved. that if you need a refreshing, if you need God to come in and save you right now, if you want God to just talk with you, you got to open up your heart. As Bishop T.D. Jakes said, you got to just open up so that the unfamiliar can be familiar, and that is the presence of God, to let him come in even deeper into your soul to hold out. Amen.
I just want to stop right here. I felt that I should pray for those listeners in the body of Christ, and I want to touch and agree with you that our God can do anything but fail. I want to start off, as I said earlier, about Ephesians 4, 11 through 17. This is what the fivefold ministry stands on, that first of all, according to Ephesians 4, it is the unity in the body, that we are to be unified, that we are to break bread together, that we should fellowship together, that we should touch and be in agreement with the move of God and his Holy Spirit. You know, beloved, that God made pastors, that God made leaders, that God made shepherds. Yes, they are human. Yes, they share in the lives of other people, and they themselves are not perfect. None of us are perfect so that God can call us and say, this is what I want you to do. However, we have to live by a standard that we have to serve with love. We have to serve people by to exalt them, to encourage them, to teach them, to challenge them, to motivate them, and to inspire them to live according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are the first partakers of the fruit. Therefore, that our lives are the standards for living. We, too, have a blueprint for living. That as leaders, yes, we are human. Yes, we are weak. Yes, we need to be strengthened. Yes, we fall. Yes, but we, too, need to be forgiven and to be prayed through. The adversary attacks those leaders the most. Why? Because they have a responsibility to get those souls saved. They have a responsibility to maybe go around the world and to encourage your brother that go ahead and build the church and to know that your God is able. Yes, even Moses himself had to lead the people as a shepherd to the promised land. But because of his sin, he couldn't make it in. It's sad when you do all that you can for the Lord, but you yourself fall short. He loves you. He forgives you. But still, you will be punished or get your toes stepped on where you can say, ouch, that there will be repercussions for your actions. So, beloved, please pray for the leadership, for the perfecting of the saints. They too can walk upright for the Lord, that they too can do the work that God has called them to do for the ministry and to build up and to edify those persons around the world, whether they're children or mothers or fathers or grandmothers, that yes, that we all fall short according to Ephesians 4 and 12, but we have to perfect each other, that yes, you can. As my mentor once told me, you can do it. Yes, you can. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So we need to be strengthened. So as we go into corporate prayer at this time, I just want you to forget about everything that's around you to your left and to your right and to focus on heaven above and to focus on the God that has created you, not to critique or to judge or to listen to the tone of my voice or to see if it line up, but to really just pray together. I'm not perfect, and I'm sure you're not as well, but we all are pushing towards the mark of the high calling of God. There's no excuses or pardon that we are in leadership, and we have a mandate that we must follow the gospel and live accordingly. So, as even the simple prayer of Psalms 23, we can start with that as well as our Father's prayer. And Matthew's, let us start right there together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. God, you alone sit high. You alone are Abba, Father. You alone are the God that has created us. And God, we love you and we reverence you and we glorify your name and say, oh, hallelujah. God, we ask that the standards for living that you have in your kingdom will be done here on this earth, that we will understand the mandates that you have for us so that we can live according to your gospel. God, as you supply the breath in our bodies each and every day, as you wake us up in the land of the living, help our minds to be stayed on you, our minds to perfect it, that our minds will be the mind of Christ. God, when we have the mind of Christ, we won't be so judgmental. When we have the mind of Christ, that we won't be so condemnation to condemn. When we have the mind of Christ, that we can forgive our brothers and that we can look behind the veil and see the needs of one another. God, open up our understanding through your sweet Holy Spirit. Help us to have the right thinking. Help us to think on those things that is good, that is lovely, that is kind. Help us, God, to see ourselves the way that you see us, to give us the eyes of Christ, the eyes of mercy, the eyes of kindness, the eyes of forgiveness, the eyes that can deal with long suffering and patience, because, God, we fall short. When we have the eyes of God, that we can see the good, we can go behind the veil, and we can see the need of others, that we can be that good Samaritan, that we don't have to judge the color of a shirt, a color of a suit, the color of someone's skin, the hair, the shape, the color of someone's nationality, but, Father, that we can see them as a human being that's beautiful in the Lord, that a human being that God has put breath in their body, and they are unique. Give us the eyes of mercy and grace, and give us the eyes that we won't condemn our brothers. Oh, Father, you said nobody can control the tongue. So we're asking you, God, to not only regulate our thinking or line up our thinking, that our thinking will be according to your gospel and according to the blueprint that you have for us to live, but we will speak with words of kindness, with words of forgiveness, with words of mercy. Yes, God, we too have opinions, but let it lined up where we can listen to each other and communicate, break bread in fellowship, and that we have something good to say, Tato, or to be so stubborn or to be so rigid that we can open up, hey, hallelujah, the love that you want us to say out of mouth that can build up, to edify, that can encourage one another. God, help us that in that old stony heart, the heart that won't forgive, that heart that won't forgive. Because, God, I once heard your servant say that we need to forget about those things in the past that has held us back, that has made us sad, that has caused us to fall short to the glory and standard that you have for us, God. God, help us as we walk in forgiveness, as we walk in love, as we walk in mercy, that that heart that's hardened, that it will be right before you, that our trespasses, our sins, and things that we have done, that, God, that it will go into a sea of forgiveness by you. God, guard this tongue, that if we can't exalt, edify, and encourage, if we got to tear down and destroy, if we just got to dismantle or to do wars and rumors of wars, shut our mouths, God, because the foolishness needs to stop. God, we're asking that as you stir up the gift that's inside of us, let the gifts be used for good. Let us teach and preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ, which is love, mercy, grace, forgiveness, salvation, long-suffering, the fruits and gifts of the Spirit. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, God, stir up the gifts that someone's souls can get saved. Stir up the gifts, God, that someone can be healed when look like all hopes is lost. Stir up the gifts, God, that the intellect that you have given man, that not only can he use those gifts, but let it be for the good of humanity around this world. God, we say a special prayer for the Asian manner, for China, for Russia, for peace, for all of those nations, for Africa, this United States, that, God, that we can be able to sit down and to compromise, sit down and to reason, sit down and to break bread together. God, we are asking you that as we walk up and down this earth, as we walk to and fro, that we won't be tempted, that we won't be so judgmental, that we won't go into those diverse temptations that would get us to fall from grace. Hey, hallelujah. Those things that's going to pull us back from the promise. Those things that's going to shorten us from having eternal life. Those things that's contrary to the word of God. God, help us to walk upright as the human beings that you have made, and you breathe breath into our bodies. Give us the backbone of leadership. Give us the backbone of tenacity. Give us the backbone that we are free in you to express ourselves, that you have given us the will so that we can decide what is right and wrong according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, help us as we put on the whole armor of God. Help us as we put on the helmet of righteousness, help us. As we try to wake up and to have a day that is worthy, a day that praises you, a day that reverences you, a day that glorifies you, a day that showed you love, a day that was humble and meek, a day that you have given us that's not like any other day. Help us to let go of that past hurt, disappointment, those sins that have kept us to fall short from the glory of God. Lead us, God, not to those divers temptations or those places that will take us to the left and the right. And, Father, that we can't follow the straight and the narrow. God, we are your human beings that is tugging at you today. We are your human beings that is pulling at your garment. We are your human beings that's looking to the hills with cometh our help. We are your human beings, God, that want to serve you, that want to be favored by you, that want to have your grace and mercy. We are your human beings that want to know more. How can I encourage, or how can I show love, or how can I motivate people, or how myself can I live holy, God, to your gospel? Yes, God, forgive us of our shortcoming, and forgive Apostle Mercer, God, who falls short, that needs your strength, that too is weak to the things of this world. But help me, God, and deliver me and all of those listeners from the evils that will keep us from doing the best that we can to serve you. Oh, Father, we pray for the nations of this world. We pray for the leaders of this world. We pray, God, that they will be perfected, or they will be made right, so that they can glorify you according to the blood that was spilt on Calvary and the shedding of that blood for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us to better understand that Jesus is, I'll say it again, God, that you are, and that your son is our shepherd. Oh, God, that he is that leader. He is that chief cornerstone. He is that pastor, God, that lead us and guide us and help us to understand the destiny and the direction where you want us to go through that leadership of Christ. That, Father, he paved the way from the Old Testament to the New. Your word has not changed. Father, you have not changed. But, Father, we ourselves have lied down and did things that have not been becoming of a Christian, and we were tempted by the evil one. So, God, I am asking you in a corporate prayer for those who are listening today that, Father, you have mercy, and that, Father, you lay out the road where you want us to go. And, Father, through it all, help our minds to be still. Help our minds to be led, hey, according to the scripture, according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. If our minds is not on you or regulated, help our minds to get in alignment, God, because you put this brain in our head, and you put every cell in our body, every membrane. So, God, we're asking you right now to give us a fresh anointing from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Father, we ask you to blow fresh upon us, fresh north, west, south, and east winds, fresh. Father, as you said to the angry seas, peace, be still. Give us still waters in our minds today. Give us still waters in our hearts today. Give us still waters in our home today. Give us still waters when we go through the angry storms, when we fellowship with those who desire our hurt, or, Father, have divers temptations. Father, give us the stillness, God, that we can try the spirit with the spirit, and we can avoid those things that would cause us to fall short, God, to fall down. Oh, Heavenly Spirit, we tug at you now, that God said that you come to restore, that God say that you are our counselor, that God say that you are our comforter, that God say that you were made to be there for us. We tug at you, we pull at you, we ask you, we sup with you, and we ask you to engulf us, to encamp with us, to saturate us, and to overflow and fill us with the path of righteousness for our God, for his name's sake, not for ours. So our names can be written in the Lamb Book of Life, that we ask you today to start right now, to give us a freshness, a newness, a greater beginning, that we won't listen to those ill and those persons that say they teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but tear down their brothers. Oh, God, there's so many wars and rumors of wars, but God, we know you're able to do anything but fail. And we know that prophecy got to be fulfilled that's in the Old and the New Testament. And you said it in Revelations what's going to happen. But God, have mercy on us, that you, God, are a merciful God. You are long-suffering, God. That, God, look how long you have been with us from time you created us in Genesis, how you breathe breath into our body. We are your beloved. God, walk with us through that valley. Walk with us through that darkness. Hey, walk with us through the shadow of death. Walk with us through that darkness. We need you. Hey, glory be to God. And God, build up our faith that we don't have to fear the evil one. We don't have to fear that this beast can do anything to us but go back to hell. Because, God, you will turn that situation around. You can do anything but fail. You can give us hope. When the doctor says that all hope is lost, that's when your miracle can start. We know it starts before then, and we know it starts during then and after then, that your miracles, it's the same today as it was yesterday. The God, that you walk through us through those dark times. Hey, you walk with us, God, even when we walk through those wars. You walk with us, Father, even when we hurt in our body. You walk with us when it's all dark and we at death's doors. The God, that Jesus' blood made it so that we can have eternal life and that we don't have to fear that evil because you're with us, God. Hey, that you alone are our God. We thank you for your angels, Michael and Gabriel. We thank you for the good. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Calvary. We thank you for those leaders who was obedient and, Father, those that will follow you. We thank you for guiding us, hey, through the supernatural, Father. As we go into the inner courts, as we reach and tug on the hem of your garment, as we sit high, God, on the day of Pentecost, that you came to sup with them. So, God, that we give you an invitation. You said where two or three are gathered, you're in the midst. Father, be gathered now with us. Father, go through the airways. Let them feel that touch. Let them feel a freshness. Let them feel a renewal. Let them feel the healing. Let them feel the virtue that can come out when we tug at you. Hey, glory be to God. My mom said you sit high and you look low, that you're always present everywhere and God all the time. So we're tugging at you, God, that you alone have made it possible. When people see us and wonder, what is this that's laid out before this man? It's the grace and mercy of God. What is this table that shows that even the enemies don't understand? God, we pray for our enemies, for their lack of understanding. But, God, we know that we can walk over serpents and we can crush them. Those that try to lay hurt for us, hey, hallelujah, that, God, that you can comfort us, that, God, you can give us that peace. And, God, that you have made it possible, because, God, even in your word, even the psalmist says that you anoint my head with oil and my cup's running over. God, that help us to understand that the oil is inside of us, that the oil has been poured over us, that the oil runs through us. And what is that oil? The breath and life of God, that when he breathed breath into our bodies, we became a living soul. So we thank you for that life of the oil. We thank you for the breath that you have given us to be made in your image. We thank you, God, that we can live up and have dominion over this earth. We thank you, God, that we're able to have the victory over anything that's negative that will pull us down. And, God, we ask, please, God, through your mercy and through your grace, that Abba, Father, have mercy on us. I'm asking you, Father, as a disciple of yours, God, of Jesus Christ, that you would touch the people that's listening to this broadcast today. I can't fix it up. If I had 1,000 tongues, I wouldn't know what to say. So I come to you earnestly, God. You said to pray, and I'm praying. I'm doing everything that I can, Father, to the gospel of Jesus Christ, for your people that Jesus died for, so they can have eternal life and to see your goodness and to see the beauty of you in the land of the living. We thank you for the air that we breathe, and we don't have to have those masks on, because truly it's a blessing to breathe that air. It's more precious than stones and diamonds and pearls to breathe fresh air. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that our bodies is able to renew and replenish itself and to heal themselves. We thank you, God, when we don't feel good, that, God, you fixed it so that the body can replenish and just nourish itself, and that, Father, we can live in spite of those difficulties and illness. Oh, God, we love you so. Oh, God, we praise you so all the days of our lives, that this day is a turnaround, that this day is a beginning. We pray for our leaders, those presidents, those governors, and those all those sitting in high places. Father, put mercy in their heart, passion in their heart. Put good leadership in their heart. Help them to know that people's lives depend on them. We pray for the nations all over this world. We pray for Iraq and Iran. We pray for Pakistan and Palestine. We pray for Israel and Taiwan and Thailand. We pray for China. We pray for Asia, United States, Africa, and all those nations, Father, that have formed together to form land. We speak by the power and the grace of God, and we declare and decree that we shall have dominion. Hey, hallelujah, that we shall have the victory, that we shall look to the hills which cometh our help, and we will walk in faith according to Hebrews 1, that we can do all things to him that strengthens us. Oh, God, help us to dwell in this land of the living. So when that time comes, God, that we can have eternal life, and that we can see you, and that we know that our God is able, and that you can say, well done, my good and faithful servant, that you can say, well done. And Father, again, we love you, we praise you, we magnify you, and Father, to say, Abba, Father, and glory be to God, and hallelujah, amen, amen. And amen.
Through the valley, in the shadow.
I will feel no need, for thou art with me. My rock and my staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Sure goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and thou shalt dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever.